Chagiga daf alif. Hakol chayav nemuriyah chutz b'cheres shetav katan b'tun tavan drogenes v'noshem avarim shenem shukvaran achigir v'asumem v'achil v'asakim v'choshen yochol la'alot v'lav lav. Ezeo katan choshen yochol l'kov akkepo shel aviv v'la'alot v'yerushalayim l'arabaitim v'bait shamayim. ותלל אמרים כל שני יכול לאחוז בידו של אביו ולעלות בירושלים לרבית, שנאמר שלוש רגלים דווקא. מתניתים is referring to not ראיית פנים בעזור, as Rashi says, but rather בראיית קורבן. So the katan being potter means is potter in the chiyuv of the korban. אבל בראיית פנים אפילו קטן חייב. As far as the mitzvah of להיראות, we learn that out later on that the katan is actually chayev from hakel min hada. Hakel et ha'am, anashim v'anashim v'ataf. A katan is even better than taf, no? Ein katan gadol mitaf? So if taf is chayev in hakel, so of course can a katan is chayev in hakel. And therefore, since there's a gzera shava, as we'll see in the Bavli later, bevo kol Yisrael le'ra'ot et pnei Hashem, and then which it says the gabe hakel is now the same. Shlosh pamim yerekol zechur the pnei Hashem to be mechayev katan be'riya.
Is to what age?
That's a machlokas. The Ramban learns it's only where he's at least capable of understanding the words that are being read in hakel, but others learn that it means mamish, just any age at all. I don't even carry child.
I don't understand how you can say it, given the mission, the whole test. I mean, what's the point of this test between Yisham and Basilo if it's talking about the korban? I mean, it sounds like it's just going to the
Bria.
The mission itself, to say that the mission is talking about the Bria is the korban. Okay.
Because the chiyuv of the korban is based on aliyah l'rega, but the chiyuv of Ria is based on dragging him up l'rega.
Okay, good.
That's even top.
That's
the the Tanya, in the Tesefta, it's brought, which we actually are bringing over here only Agav, the din of Hakel, by Ketanim, that Maisa, we're going to bring this also in the Bavli, Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brekah, the Rebbe Elazar Chas, Shoyim Mahalchim, Miyavne Lelod, Mitabila, Rabbi Yeshua, Bibikim. So, since there's a Chiyav to be Makabo, Pnei Rabbi, Beregel, again, these are all things we're going to see in tomorrow's daf in the Bavli. So that's how Rashi explains it there. So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Yeshua, says, the Rebbe says to them, Ma Chidusha Yalakam B'Beit HaMidrash Hayom? Omru Lo, you know, we're your Talmidim. U'Memecha Anu Shotim, we drink your waters. Why don't you tell us, Chidush? Don't ask us for Chidush to see that, why they said this. Omar Lehem, Afapike, Yevshal B'Beit HaMidrash, Lo Yebo Davar Chadash B'Cho Yom? I mean, there's got to have been a Yad HaKiddush, even if you want to say you drink from my waters. Mishavacha, whose turn was it to say the drasha today in the Beit HaMidrash? Because this was after the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel problems. So they split it, if you recall, when they sent Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah back down, and he was no longer the Nasi. They couldn't completely take away the ones he was Eile, so they made it. They gave the Shabbatot, they split up the Shabbatot. So whose turn was it to say the drasha? So they said it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Umayta parshato, what did he darshan? What was the parsha? Hakelata, anashim v'anashim v'ataf. Oh, so potagva, what he said was like this. I understand oil v'anashim v'in little mod. Okay, and that's what it says in the pasuk. Asher yil medu. Anashim are coming lishmoa. It says leman yishmu. So even if they're not chayiv in yil medu, they're chayiv in this new yishmu. But hataf lama ba'am. I mean, they don't understand not the limud and not the shmiya. Ela kedei litein sachar lemiviehem. In order to give sachar to the father and mother who bring them. So you see that there's a chiyuv of bringing taf for hakel. That's the case. It's true for ri'i also. We're bringing it here. In our context, Amar Lehems, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ah, Ein Dor Yatom Shav Elazar ben Azariah Sharui B'Tochov. This is not a Dor Yosem. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is part of that door still has what to live from. So Atya, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that the Nashim are only coming with Shmura and not Lilmod, is Shiloka ben Azar. Because ben Azar holds that women are chayav and learning. That's the Loka ben Azar, the Tan. The Tanina Tama, Mikam Amar ben Azar, chayav adam lelamed et bito Torah, she'im tishte, Tedasha Schutolala. This is from the bright in the Tosefta of Sota. This whole thing appears because of the Zinyan of Ben Azar. So it says over here that Schus is Tola from the Mayim Hamorim. So in other words, if a woman learned Torah, so then the Mayim Hamorim doesn't kill her right away. It's Torah. So it says Ben Azar, if that's the case, every man is mechuyav to teach his daughter Torah. Because what if she's mezana, drinks from the Mayim Amorim, and she figures nothing happens to her. But if he taught her, then she'll know, it's not happening because I'm learning. So then if she won't come to doubt the Mayim. Okay, interesting. Next piece in the Mishnah is the Cheresh. So we learned that the Cheresh is potter min Ariya. So Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Elazar darshan this pasuk l'man yishmaun u'l'man yilmedun. Since a cheresh cannot be shomea l'man yishmaun, so it can't hear. In which case he must be now. Since we learn out from Hakel the dinim of Re'iya, and we'll see even in the Bavli we have this drasha, except that we exclude the zechurcha element. So since we learn it out from Hakel. So that just like Hakel is potter because there's no Laman Yishmun, so too there's no Yerapanim Ba'azara. At Kedon b'medaber ve'eno shomea. Okay, I understand that makes sense because he can't be shomea. But how about the shomea ve'eno medaber? How about the cheresh who is shomea? So there is a Laman Yishmun. So then, what's the p'tur for him? Rabbi Yilah, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, says Laman Yilmedun. We have to read that as Laman Yilamedun, that they should be able to teach others. Somebody who cannot speak cannot teach others. In which case, even a Shomea Ve'eno Medaber is also excluded from the Chiyuv of Hakel, in which case he's excluded by the Gzeirah Shavah from the mitzvah of Riyas Ponim. We see from here that let klali the Rebbe klali. When Rebbe writes a klal, it isn't really to be taken seriously as a complete klal. Because in the Mishnah it says, Tanina Taman, Chere Shedibur Bo Chachomi Becho Makom Eino Shomea Ve'eino Medaber. And here, it's not true. Because Savrina Meimar, here now we just saw that medaber v'eno shomea cheresh eno medaber is a cheresh, and the Mishnah is pottering even that type of cheresh from the pasuk of laman yilmedun or laman yishmon. So you see that Rebbe's klal, he said every place the Chachamim talk about a cheresh, it means both, and that's not true. In our Mishnah, it means either or. Ritaninan, furthermore, we can bring a raya that Rebbe's klal is not meant to be taken as an absolute klal from the Mishnah in Yevamos that says, a cheresh shenechelatz, a cheresh, where the Yevama did chalitza, is not niteret with this chalitza. It's not a kosher chalitza. V'achareshet shechaltza, same thing would be true about a chareshet, where she was the chareshet, the hacholetzet lekatan, also the chalitza is basal. So it means the katan who does chalitza, the yavam is not now hutra l'shuk. So Omer Rabbi Yochanan, why is it basal? V'she'ena yocholin lomar, v'amra, since the yavam has to speak, he has to say, it says v'amad v'amar lo chafatz lekachta. And since the yavam has to speak, because it says va'antavi amra kacha yasela ish, they can't do their jobs. So you see, even though it uses the word cheresh v'chareshes, it wouldn't matter if they could hear, because the ptur is from their inability to say what they need to say. So it's not a din in das, it's a din in dibur. And Rebbe said, wherever it says cheresh in a Mishnah, it means ino shomea ve'eno medaber. Another raya that he's wrong. In other words, it's not meant as an absolute klal. The Tanina, cheresh shedibro chachamim b'chol makom, she'eno lo shomea ve'lo medaber, v'da mesayel Rebbe Yonah. This is another proof to Rebbe Yonah. As Rebbe Yonah just said, Rebbe Yonah Amar, Hada Amar, let klali the Rebbe klali. When Rebbe makes a klal of this type, kol makom, it isn't meant to be taken literally as Mikol Makom. I think, I mean, we're heading mostly into the sugya of tomorrow. But no, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's Megala or a little bit. Okay, we'll do a little bit more. Rabbi Yochanan boy, how about Cheresh Ba'ozno Achat? Wow. He can hear out of one ear. This is dependent in the machlokes, the Tanya, that's brought in Yuma. What's kutanot? It's Rabbanan Amre. Kutanot is each ben Aaron got two kutanot. Shtei kutanot, l'kol achad v'achad. Rabbi Yossi Omar, kitonet achad, l'kol achad v'achad. Kutanot is for each one. So, mata amunda Rabbanan. They understand that when the pasuk says "Livnei Aaron ta'ase kutanot," so the Lashon Rabim refers to each of the Bnei Aaron. And Ma'atayma de Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yossi says? He understands that the meaning of Bnei Aaron is all of the Bnei Aaron. Right. So in other words, the Bnei Aaron shall be kutanot. It doesn't mean for each of Bnei Aaron. So the entire kila of Bnei Aaron make kutanot for that kahal. Okay? Now by Hakel, you have the same thing. It says, Tikrata Torah zot neged ko Yisrael be'oznehem, in their ears. Now, in their ears could mean two ears for each person, or in their ears could mean the ears of all of the people. It's exactly the same form that we said about the shirts. Does it mean the two shirts for each person? Or does it mean the shirts of the people? So it's dependent on that machlokas. So Rabbanan Amri Shtei Oznayim L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Everybody's got to have two ears, and Van Gogh is Potter. Or somebody who is Cheresh Be'ozen Achat is Potter from Hakel, in which case we learn it out from the Zera Shav, and he's Potter from Re'ia. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, he would say, Afilu ozen achat kol achat v'achat, because oznehem, the Lashon Rabim, does not mean Rabim l'kol achat, it means the Rabim of the Rabim. Okay, so if that's the case here too, a person who only has ozen achat that works is included in a tzibur of a lot of people with ears, and therefore he has ears, even though he only has one ear. Huh? Shaita, how do we know that a shaita should be part of minari iya? From Rebbe Lazar, Ata hor eta ladat. Re'ia hor eta is for people who have dea. If there is no dea, it's a shaita. So then he's part. Rebbe Yirmiyah, a cotton. Okay, the next piece we said was a cotton is part. Rebbe Yirmiyah and Rebbe Aibu bar Nagre, which is interesting because Nagre means footsteps. So Rebbe Yirmiyah, the son of the footsteps, were sitting, and they were discussing the Mishnah. Amri, Tanina Nezeo Koten Karshen Yochol Lirkovak Tefoshel Aviv, going to Beit Shammai, somebody who cannot ride on his father's back to go from Yerushalayim to the Arabayit is potter from a Korban Ria. Okay, but if he can ride on his father's back according to Beit Shammai, and according to Beit Hillel, hold his father's hand, so then he would be chayav. The katan, shomea, the katan, medaber, I don't understand. We said l'man yishmu'un, and l'man yilamedun, l'man yilamedun, we read l'man yilamedun, takes out people who don't understand. So why isn't a katan included in people who don't understand? And we say that the katan is dependent on his feet. He said, can hold on to his father. I mean, What about his brain? So why is he not included in that? Chosur v'amor. Then they said, but it says kol zechurcha. So kol zechurcha includes the kota. But wait a minute. Maybe kol zechurcha should include the cheresh. So in other words, don't think that a cheresh is not included because of l'man yishmon. No, he's included. No, it says l'man yishmon l'man yilamdu, which is proper cheresh. So therefore, this way we could be mekayim both. We could be mekayim both if we learn l'man yishmon l'man yilamedun is telling me that the person's brain has to be mature. So it could mean proper katan. Then kol zechurcha could mean to include the cheresh. How do you know to darshan it this way? Rabbi Yosef. Well, Yasha Katuvachad Marbe, the Katuvachad Bima'eit, doesn't it make more sense to be Marbe the Kotan? Because the Kotan is part of the normal process in which he develops from a non-understander to a gradual understander to a Bardat. So then Marba Aniyata Katan Shuroi Lavola Achazman, the Torah is talking to him, he's just temporarily in this state of not yet being able to understand. Mashenkin, to talk to a Cheresh, huh? Exactly. As if he cannot hear, he cannot hear. How about if the cotton is also cherish? So would he be chayiv since the cotton is included? So maybe we should ignore the fact that he can't hear. Or Marley said to him, it's ridiculous. Itachamim, please. Look at what you're saying. Yetziva ba'ara v'giyur b'shmei shemaya. What, the ger is the one who's up in the heavens, and the resident is down on the ground? That only happens in Israel. And certainly in normal countries, it's the ezrach who gets the rights, not the people that are just coming in, right, the tourists. Ilu gadol cheresh pater, kotan cheresh v'kosh, and a whole din of being mechayev the kotan is additional to the chiyuv of the gadol. But if a gadol in that state would be pater, so it makes sense to say we're going to be mechayev the kotan in that state. Even if he would become a gadol, he would have been pater. Omer Amir Mionatra, it doesn't necessarily follow like that. Shmuel Bar Abba actually makes a great deal of sense. Because Bedin hayakatan velo cheresh e potter. Straight out the halacha would have been that a katan should be potter even if he wasn't a cheresh, right? Because he's a katan. So therefore he's not included. Laman yishmu is not included. Laman yolida. So therefore we now have a gzerata katuv that says someone who's in a state of katnut comes. So kol zekurcha. If you were telling me that the katan is a chiyuv of chinuch, then you'd be 100% right. As a gadol, he wouldn't be chayav. So how are you being mechanechem as a katan for what he's not chayav even if he'd be a gadol? But if the din of kol zechurcha is a new halacha that is set on the parent has to bring his children as part of his chiyuv of ri'ah, the same way he would have for hakya. So then that means that katanim are a new chiyuv, and we can't measure the katan in terms of whether he himself would be chayav if he were a gadol, because that's irrelevant. The Torah wants the adults to bring the children. So you're saying, but the child wouldn't have been chayav. So the child isn't chayav. This is a different chiyuv. It's a chiyuv of bringing. Well, so what's so stupid about asking that question? Whether the gadol is potter on the katan, who's a cheresh? It's a brilliant question. So it's a gzeirat hakatuv to say that kol zechurcha is marbe et akatan, even though he's a cheresh.
But if he's a deaf ben sorah mor, then why do
you? You're the correct verse is hayiti omer ilu katan cheresh yeichayam shelo lachalok beyilchot zechurcha. If we're going to be marbe katan from the gzeres hakosav, even though he's a katan, even though he's not included in laman yishmun. So then maybe even if he has another chisson, that he's also a cheresh, so you're saying, but he's potter from Laman Yishmon. So he'd be potter as a katan as a Laman Yishmon. But the Torah is saying, ignore Laman Yishmon in this case and bring him up, right? So then we should not be mechalek the chiyuv katan in the ribuy of a kol zechurcha. which is exactly why Shmuel Bar Abba is asking his question. Habetzurcha, that's why we need Lahudi Amar of Yosef. We need Rav Yosef's logic over here, in which he explained, Miachar shekatuv echad marbe, vekatuv echad mima'ed, marbe ani et hakatan shelavoi ro'ui lavo la'achar zman, u'motzi ad ani et hakeresh she'eino ro'ui lavo la'achar zman. Isn't that right? That means that the only katan that we're including in Laman Yishmon, because of Kol Zechurcha, is one who will ultimately be chayav. That was the whole basis. So if you take this katan and you say, is this katan included in Kol Zechurcha? Kol Zechurcha could just as easily have been Marba Cheresh. The only reason it's being Marba the katan is because in the end he's going to be included in the Chiyuv. But this katan is never going to be included anyway. So then Lechora, the logic of Rav Yosef is that in this case Kol Zechurcha should not be Marba the katan.
So even though the mitzvah is
called
the parent, the mitzvah is
chinuch essentially, isn't it? No, not necessarily.
Or essential
chinuch? No, the question is, which is the basis of the ribui of the katan? So if the basis of the ribui of the katan of Kol Zechurcha is only a katan who will be ultimately chayav, then he's not included anyway. It's not just gzeres hakosuf bi'alma. It's gzeres hakosuf on those who would ultimately be chayav. That's just the distinction between the cherish and the katan. Anyway, I mean, there are others who learn it that we're asking in the logic of Rabbi Yosef how to view it, whether we should view it as shalom lechalek because of Urcha, or whether we should view it as Rabbi Yosef. And that was the abaya that he was asking Shmuel Baruch. Okay, fine.